In confusion and uncertainty, there emerges a guiding light, a beacon that cuts through the darkness. Welcome to Beacon of Truth with your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beacon of Truth. I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and you're listening on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. So great to be here with you today, as always. And it's Wednesday, so you know what that means. Word of God Wednesday today on Beacon of Truth. Breaking open God's Word for the readings for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And, you know, the first reading I really love. This is in 1 Kings, just after David dies and Solomon is the new king of Israel. And God comes to him in a dream. So I want to incorporate, of course, all the readings, but I want to particularly focus on the first reading today. So grab your Bibles, my friends. We're breaking open God's Word for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And of course, would love to hear from you today. And so the question is this. This is the question. And I want you to, before you call in, I want you to think about this question before you call in and give an answer. So one of the things I love about this first reading is when the Lord appears to Solomon in a dream. And we're going to talk about that, why God appears to people in dreams. He says to Solomon, ask something of me and I will give it to you. Imagine that. So the question is, if the Lord came to you and revealed to you, he just said, you know, ask something of me and I will give it to you. What would you ask for and why? So, you know, don't just come and say, I'll ask for this, I'll ask for that. Whoa, hold on. I want you to think, because that's what Solomon had to do. And Solomon's answer was amazing. You know, so I want to really have you think and ask this question. If the Lord came to you like he did Solomon in the first reading from 1 Kings, and he said, ask something of me and I will give it to you, what would you ask for and why? That's the question today on Word of God Wednesday, breaking open God's Word for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. If you're outside of North America, dial 1, then 205-271-2985. You can email us at beacon@ewtn.com. And you can even text us your question or your comment to 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986. Just give us your first name, how you're listening, followed up by your brief question. Remember that message and data rates may apply. Word of God Wednesday on Beacon of Truth, breaking open God's Word for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And would love to hear from you, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Had an amazing night last night at the St. Francis Retreat Center in DeWitt, Michigan last night. I want to thank Michael, the Retreat Center Director. He did a great job promoting the event. Full house, full room last night. Lots of great content. But I particularly love that the young adults were there. You know, there were a number of college students there, and it was awesome. There were a bunch of deacons there too, Knights of Columbus, and a bunch of other folks. It was awesome. Had a great night. And again, at St. Francis, I want to thank everybody that came out last night, especially the EWTN people, and, you know, came up to me and said how much they love the show. They listen every day, and how much I very much appreciated that. So thank you. Well, today I'm making my way toward the next stop on this tour. I'm going to be tomorrow night, Thursday, July 23rd, at St. James Catholic Church in Millstatt, Illinois. That's in the Belleville Diocese. Again, St. James Catholic Church, tomorrow night, Thursday, July 21st, from 6 until 8 p.m. 6 to 8 p.m., St. James Catholic Church in Millstatt, Illinois. If you are anywhere in the area, would love for you to stop by and see us. These talks that I'm giving, I was really pumped because it's been a while since I've given some talks. Like, I was home for a couple of weeks, so I was really on fire and excited, and it went really well last night. I'm just as excited to speak at the next two stops on this tour. So again, St. James Catholic Church in Millstadt, Illinois, from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, July 23rd, and hope to see you there. All right, my friends, Word of God Wednesday, today on Beacon of Truth, we're going to break open God's Word for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, focusing on kind of weaving the first reading about Solomon into my thoughts about all of the readings for this Sunday. But we'd love to hear from you. Remember, the question is, if the Lord came to you like he did to Solomon, and the Lord said to you, like he said to Solomon, ask something of me and I will give it to you. What would that be and why? That's the question for Word of God Wednesday, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Well, I know what I would ask for. I would ask for a great crew that brings you this show each and every day. And guess what? God granted that that request. So we got Matt Kabinski, who will be screening your calls today, Michael McCall and Pedro Quiles, who are helping us out on social media, and our producer, the man who makes dreams come true, Ace McKay. Ace, how you doing?
Let me get my pixie dust. Here you go. No, that's funny. It's interesting because that's always, you know, you don't have to ask for what you already have. And the thing I like is when you start analyzing the things that you have, you're like, wow, it really is hard to narrow down to just the one thing.
Yeah, that's true. I've been feeling that, as I mentioned yesterday, you know, cleaning up my office and moving books in the storage and really prioritizing things and trying to figure out what's really important.
Yeah.
And I love that first reading because here is a teenager that's faced with, God comes and says, you know, ask what you, and imagine that. I mean, the scope of what he could have asked for, you know, and his answer shows where his mind and his heart was, at least at that time. We know that, of course, when Solomon was much older, you know, and he had all those wives, you know, he definitely strayed away, which led not only to him being an idolater, but also the separation of the kingdoms that David so worked so hard to bring together. We have the separation of the tribes again after the deaths of Solomon. So, but we're focusing on what God did at the beginning of Solomon's reign as king. And I've been thinking about that a lot. You know, just keep it to the basics. What would I ask for from the Lord and why?
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I think as I move toward, you know, the sunset of my life, you know, I think about not just answering that question, but think about what God has already given me.
Yeah.
Things I've already asked for, things that God had put in my life, and how have I used them, and have I used them to the best of my ability? Have I honored God every day in the gifts that He's given me? How I think, how I act. You know, have I worked really hard? Of course, all of us are going to slip and fall. We're all sinners and need God's mercy. But have I bounced back and recovered and been able to really and fully be who God created me to be? And those are the kind of things I've been thinking about.
Yeah, I had a friend challenge me at the end of last year going into the new year, said this year, instead of doing resolutions, make a list of the things that you want to ask God for. So, you know, he said, if it's 30, if it's 300, whatever, just keep going until you run out of things to think about. But then close the list. Don't look at it until January of next year, and don't pray for those things for the rest of the year, which is a challenge within itself. But it's been great because then you get into an attitude of gratitude when you've removed your Santa list, so to speak. And I think in that, it definitely changes how you pray. So in the process, two things I'm looking forward to. One, how much my prayer life has changed by the end of the year. And then going back and looking at the list and seeing what have I not thought about or asked about that he answered anyway.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Well, so I'll let you know in January how it all comes out. But
it's
pretty amazing to think about. Really, we have everything that we need. Everything else is just either a want or it's a desire that's so strong that it's like, well, it'd be great if I got this job or if I got this promotion or if, you know, this healing for this person or this family member. But again, he's already working on those things and we just don't see the progress yet.
Yeah. And I love that beauty and simplicity. You know, I remember in the Jesus talking about, look at the birds. You know, they fly around. They have everything that they need. God provides for them.
Yes.
You know, and it's just so simple, and that's what I liked about monastic life. And I look at our religious sisters and priests and brothers in religious life, the simplicity of the life, prayer, some food, meditation, contemplation, writing. It's such a very beautiful and balanced life.
Say there's two things about songwriting: how long's your intro and land the plane. Like, just we don't need an 8-minute version, just come on, man.
Yeah that's true. Although there are some very classic songs that are about 8 minutes long.
Oh sure.
or pretty long, like Bohemian Rhapsody or Stairway to Heaven.
There's a place and a time for it, but there are some songs that I'm like, all right, I'm done. Let's go to the next one.
You know, there are also some songs like, the song, this is a pretty good song, and they get to the end.
Yeah.
And it's like, and there's a change at the end. I'm like, whoa, where was that the whole rest of the song?
Yeah.
You know, I think of like The Skies Will Break by Kareem Bailey Ray off her last album. Not this new one that she has, but the one before that.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty good, it's a title song off the, then they get to the end. It's like, papa, it like picks up, like changes the rhythm change. I'm like, whoa, that was awesome. And what she did, though, when she played that song live, she extended that end section, became like a jam. I'm like, yes,
That's fantastic.
So I think maybe she realized that people were kind of reacting the way that I did and decided to extend that when she played that song live. So, yeah.
That's cool. I love that.
I'm Deacon Halberg, series listen to Beacon of Truth, and it's Wednesday. That means it's Word of God Wednesday today on Beacon of Truth. Break it open, God's Word, for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And I'm focusing on, of course, all the readings, but particularly the first reading from 1 Kings chapter 3, when Solomon is beginning his rule as the new king of Israel, and God comes to him in a dream. And so the question I'm posing today, as we get into Word of God Wednesday, if God came to you and asked, he says the same thing he says to Solomon, ask something of me and I will give it to you. What would that be and why? So I want you to think about that before you call in and give us your answer today on Word of God Wednesday, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, continuing our summer reading, so if you need more books to carry you through the rest of the summer, My Days Are in Your Hands. It's Men and Women's in the Footsteps of Jesus. All we have to do is lean on Cardinal Filoni to help us with that. So if you're looking for a good book for your summer reading, check it out in the religious catalog. Go to EWTNRC.com.
All right, my friends, Word of God Wednesday, break it on with God's Word for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, focusing on the first reading, particularly about Solomon, the Lord coming to Solomon in a dream. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Barry is a first-time caller calling from Virginia, listening on Sirius XM 130. Barry, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, great to hear from you. Yes. Yeah, you sound great.
Yeah, I just would like to say I would ask God to heal the relationship of my daughter. She's 20. I haven't really heard from her. You know, she's kind of always it was when the cell phones were first coming out, and I couldn't really my phone was always kind of not very good, so she would always make excuses like, I can't ever get in touch with you. Your phone's not any good. And we never got to where we could talk, and it was just, it's been awful. And here it is 5 years later, and I don't get to talk to her, and I just know that something's going on. And, you know, she was my youngest, and I was the youngest of I have five brothers, so I have a special place in my heart for her, and it just, it breaks my heart that we can't connect, and she's chosen to go a different way, you know?
Yeah, you know, I think, well, first of all, Barry, will definitely be praying for your situation. You know, it's always difficult when we're separated from family members, particularly children, you know, because of the special bond that we as parents have with our children. And so healing and reconciliation is always the proper direction to move in. You know, and so the phone, you know, to me sounds like a symptom of something that's deeper. I mean, to not talk for 5 years because your phone doesn't work. I mean, just get another phone. I mean, that's an easy fix. But because it's been 5 years, I think there's something else going on there. Maybe there's something that your daughter hasn't resolved within herself. Maybe she's, upset about something, about your relationship. Let me ask you, Barry, does she speak to your wife?
Well, see, her mom and I, we were divorced. So, that's what happened.
Okay.
And I'm thinking she spent more time with her after we went through the divorce because we lived in different towns. So she was going to her house, coming to my house. And, then, you know, I feel like, you know, I just didn't get to connect with her like her mom did after she got a little older because they changed, you know.
Oh, sure. Sure. You know, and I could tell you, the divorce, having been a child of divorce myself, you know, my parents were divorced. They're both deceased now. But growing up through that, I say all the time when people ask me what that was like, my response, Barry, is, you know, and again, this is how I thought of it as a child going through it. Marriage is the cross. It's a beautiful thing. It really is. Marriage is beautiful. I've been married this year. It'll be 32 years. I love it. But it's also the cross. And divorce is when the parents put the cross down and the kids pick it up. You know, that to me, that's what it felt like. And so my guess, I don't know, Barry, I'm just, having been through this and my siblings and talking with them about how they were feeling, I think there may be some resentment there toward you from your daughter. And again, not saying it's your fault, but again, kids sometimes blame themselves when there's problems with their parents. If I only behaved better, if I only done this, maybe she feels like daddy didn't work hard enough to save the marriage. I mean, who knows? But you know, at some point, I would make the effort to go see her, not just call and text. No. Go and make the effort to see her. And say, you know, honey, I love you. It just kills me that whatever's going on between us, we don't talk. I just want to sit down and I just want to just talk. And, you know, where I don't have an agenda. I just want to talk, you know, and do that, you know, as a first step toward healing reconciliation, Barry. How's that sound?
Yeah, I've tried that. I've been in. I knew where she worked at one time, and I went by there, and I think she was there, but, you know, she didn't come to the door where she could let me in.
I think you're familiar with Jesus' parable when he has the woman who bothers the judge in the middle of the night. And he's like, hey, my kids are in bed. We're all asleep. Get out of here. And she keeps, boom, knocking on the door, persisting. And finally, he has to accede to her request because she's so persistent. So I think the key here is persistence. Not nagging, but persistently reaching out to her so that she knows that, you know, it's not just every once in a while he tries to stop by. But you know what? He's, you know, he's calling. He's sending a text. He stopped by my job. Maybe he stopped by my house or apartment. Maybe, and just, you know, not overbearing, but just showing her that I love you, honey. I want to make this effort for us to reconnect. And, you know, keep planting that seed of faith. And hopefully the Holy Spirit will allow that seed to grow in her heart to get to a place where she can at least sit down and talk to you. Now, it took me 18 years with my dad because I was angry with him for a long time, a really long time. And it was actually, quite frankly, Barry through EWTN that planted the seed that led to the healing with my dad eventually. But it took a very long time. So I hope it doesn't take that long with your daughter. But please just be persistent and keep praying, especially in Eucharistic adoration. And know that that all of us in the EWTN family, we're joining our prayers to yours. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288. 3986. Word of God Wednesday. Breaking over God's word for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the first reading, the Lord comes to Solomon and says, ask and ask me something and I will give it to you. And the question is, if the Lord came to you, like he said to Solomon, and said, ask something of me and I will give it to you, what would that be and why? That's the question for Word of God Wednesday. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Patricia is calling from Daytona Beach, Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130. Patricia, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to hear from you.
Hi, great to talk with you. So I'm going to give you a really hard one. I just heard your last caller, and after I tell you what I'm going to tell you, I want to say to him, please, 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 no matter what you do, you apologize. Even if you don't think you were wrong, because that may all only be what she needs to hear. Send her gifts. Take her out. Do everything you can to get her back, because my daughter died, and I would give every single penny I have. I would lay down my life to have her back. I was going to ask you, I would ask God to give her back to me, because I don't want to be living without her. And I have been living without her. I started a Facebook page, and we now have over 11,000 parents on there for people who lost their children. And some of them have lost more than one. It's a daily cross. It doesn't go away. It doesn't stop. The best we can hope for is to coexist with the extreme daily pain of outliving your child. And my question, what I would ask God is to help me and my group to live more, to find some good place, some peace, some place of, we changed totally when our child died. Our life at that moment just stopped. And we are a whole different person. I don't, when I respond to people, I don't say, you're going to come back to your old self. Because everybody says, I'm never going to be the same person. I said, of course you're not. When your child died, you're a whole different person now. And it's a hellacious walk. I believe hell can be on earth. So, and I believe reading these stories from these parents every day, it's a daily struggle just to get out of bed. And if you can imagine one of your children being out of your life suddenly.
Well, we'll come back to you, Patricia, after the break. Great to hear from you. kind of like that late 80s, early 90s kind of rock groove.
Yep. See, this is that time of year where, like, the top's down, the windows are rolled down. Of course, I'm doing this motion like anybody's car goes like this anymore.
Yeah,
it's all buttons
now. Some people probably saw and said, what is he doing?
Yeah. You know, what is this?
Yeah,
it's like doing the phone, right?
Yeah.
Nobody does this. It's like this.
Yeah.
Old habit. Anyway, but like there are certain songs that require the windows down, top down, if it can. Like, you need to let the neighbors know what you're listening to.
Yeah, there you go. And so they can enjoy it just as much as you are.
That's right. Yeah. Or call the cops. I don't know. One
of
the two.
Those were the days.
Right?
I'm Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, listening to Beacon of Truth. And it's Word of God Wednesday, breaking open God's Word for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Beautiful readings today, and we're focusing on the first reading from 1 Kings chapter 3, where God comes to Solomon in a dream, and the Lord says to him, this new young king of Israel, succeeding his father David, ask something of me, and I will give it to you. And so the question is today on Beacon of Truth for Word of God Wednesday, if the Lord asked you the same question he asked Solomon, ask something of me and I will give it to you, what would that be and why? That's our question today on Beacon of Truth, Word of God Wednesday, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, we all remember what it was like to turn 11, and anytime you are the double ones, it's always fun to celebrate. So today, KSWZ 105.3 in Manhattan, Kansas, celebrating their 11th, and of course, thanks to the Sword of St. George and the team there, Kent Hampton, of course, can't thank them enough for their hard work. Your financial support keeps them strong, so thanks again for supporting EWTN Radio and our radio partners.
All right, Word of God Wednesday, breaking open God's Word for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Before the break, we're talking with Patricia, calling from Daytona Beach, Florida, listening on Sirius XM 130, and she was telling us about, sadly and tragic, about the death of her daughter and how the pain that she's gone through. Started a Facebook page. And how that's really changed her, and would ask, you know, obviously all of us, if we've lost a child, would ask God to bring that child back. But in lieu of that, you know, Patricia's just explaining how her life has changed. And please know we're praying for you, Patricia. Can I ask you, how long ago was that, and how old was your daughter when she passed?
She was 22 when she passed.
22.
And it's just turned on the 10th of July, 12 years.
12 years. Okay. All right. Boy, so that's, you know, when we, all of us who have children, we always think the way it should be, and it should be, is that our children will outlive us. You know, our job is to prepare them for life. And then if we can, leave something for them, leave a legacy for them, you know, after where we've passed away. But Patricia, you're enduring what so many parents, like 11,000 people on your Facebook page that you started for your daughter, remember her. The Blessed Mother went through the same thing with her son, Jesus. I bet you, I mean, she's probably standing at the foot of the cross watching her son die. Nothing she can do about it. And any parent, natural reaction, take me instead. Let me be on that cross instead of him. I mean, you would move heaven and earth to take away the suffering from your child, you know? And so I just can imagine, Patricia, what you've gone through with this.
It's been rough. It's a long time. People think 12 years. Well, it's not something that goes away. It's something you live with and coexist with.
Well, I'm grateful to you, Patricia, for helping keep her memory alive. You know, some people try to keep memories of loved ones alive by, you know, putting tattoos and things like that. And, you know, that's fine. But an enduring legacy where after even you're gone, Patricia, people will remember her. I suggested to someone once that they start a scholarship fund at a local college or community college, you know, for have the Knights of Columbus or some folks in the parish help raise some money and establish a scholarship fund in the child's name, so that even after you're gone, you know, her name will always be associated with someone who helped out another student who couldn't afford books or couldn't afford tuition, and now they can because of the scholarship fund in your daughter's name, something like that. You know, this is way we create an enduring legacy of love after someone that we've loved, especially children, are gone. So, boy, Patricia, I can imagine how hard this is from you, and please know that I and all the members of the EWTN family are praying for you and for the repose of the soul of your daughter as well. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Word of God Wednesday. Breaking up in God's Word for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We're answering the question that the Lord posed to Solomon in the first reading. Ask something of me and I will give it to you. So the question is, if that were you and God asked you that same question, what would you ask for and why? 833-288-EW10. That's 833-288-3986. Margie is calling from Ohio, listening on Sirius XM 130. Margie, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I would ask for the pain to go away out of my daughter's head. She had brain surgery 4 years ago, and she has horrible pain in her head. And like a dart that goes through her eye. And I pray for her every day. Pray to God that she takes it away. And she goes to church a lot and prays for that too. And she keeps up with everything in the world, you know, and she's very good. So so that's what I would pray for. That's what I would ask for.
Yeah, and we see the theme of the calls that we've received so far, including your beautiful call, Margie. You know, because look what Solomon didn't ask for wealth or fame or riches. In fact, Solomon didn't ask anything materially or anything for himself. Solomon's response was awesome, and I think follows the theme of our calls today. He says, grant your servant an understanding heart, or sometimes it's translated as, I have to look at the Hebrew, see what the word actually is, but understanding heart to judge your people and to distinguish right from wrong. That's what he asked for. He didn't ask for anything for himself. Give me the gifts, be able to serve the people well. You know, it's not about me. It's about the gift that I can be to others. And asking to take away the pain from your daughter, you're not asking something for yourself. You're asking something for her, which is a beautiful thing. And again, please know, in fact, when I go to adoration, I'm going to try to go tomorrow at the parish where I'm going to be at tomorrow. I'm going to remember all of these calls and all of your intentions in my prayer and in my heart during my adoration time. And I would love to hear from you today on this Word of God Wednesday, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Michelle is calling from Indianapolis, Indiana, listening on the EWTN app. Michelle, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hi. Thank you for your show.
You're most welcome. Glad to have you.
My heart goes out to all the callers before me. I'll be praying for them. My question would be, I just wanted to know, I would just ask God if my brother is okay. He died in September 3rd of 2021 by suicide. Mm. And he was 51, no family. He wasn't married. And kind of interesting that you said about the scholarship, that he was my youngest. He and his twin are the youngest of all of our siblings. And the twin, Larry, he did go ahead and do a scholarship. But I just feel so bad for my parents because, you know, it's hard enough when it's a sibling. But anyway, I just want to know if he's okay.
Yeah, you know, what we have to do in case like this is rely on the infathomable divine mercy of God. You know, the church teaches, because people say, oh, because, you know, remember back in the day, I remember when I was a kid growing up, you know, I always thought that suicide meant immediately hell. You know, it says, thou shalt not kill. You know, God, life belongs to God. If you take your own life, that means you're going to hell. But when the catechism came out, you know, John Paul II and the folks that put the catechisms together did a beautiful job explaining that there may be circumstances that may lead to someone taking their life where they're not responsible. You know, they're not culpable, because there may be mental illness involved, there may be other factors involved. And so it's not like I knowingly, you know, there's no mental illness, there's nothing, I just don't like my life, therefore I'm going to end my life. You know, that's a different thing than some other mitigating factor that may be in play that led to that decision to take their life. So what I recommend, Father Chris Aylar, I don't know if you know him. He has a very popular series on EWTN about divine mercy. He's also the superior of the Marians of the Immaculate Conception. He has a book called After Suicide, where his grandmother committed suicide. And he wrote a beautiful book that really has helped. I mean, I've spoken with people that have dealt with this, children who have committed suicide, and read his book and got much benefit from it. So I would recommend that book to you. Well, and again, praying for the repose of your soul of your brother. You know, we leave it up to God's mercy. You know, and God, you know, I think God eventually wants everybody to be with Him, but ultimately only God knows for sure. I mean, aside from the saints who's with him, but you know, continue to pray for him, sacrifice for him, and hopefully, God willing, you'll see him again in the beatific vision with God forever in heaven. So that's my prayer for you, Michelle. And again, I'm so sorry for the loss of your brother. And I know it's hard for your parents, because sometimes parents blame themselves. What could I have done differently? What could I have said? How could I have raised it differently? How could we? And you start doing that, you know. In fact, when my mom was still alive, God rest her soul, a priest. So she lived with my sister first in Alabama, in Wetumpka, and there was a she belonged to a parish, and the deacon, his son became a priest and was assigned to that parish. So I'm like, wow. So my mom's there, the deacon's there, his son was ordained a priest, and then the son ended up committing suicide. The priest, he didn't show up for mass one day. He was supposed to say the 8 o'clock mass, didn't show up. They went and looked for him and found him deceased after committing suicide. And he was hearing voices. I think it's like schizophrenia, I think. And so it was definitely a serious mitigating circumstance that led to him. Because he wanted the voice in his note. He said he wanted the voices to stop, you know, so something like that. And his dad's a deacon, you know, so we can't blame ourselves, you know, for something like that. But we have to pray and leave up to God's mercy. Again, I strongly recommend Father Aylar's book and prayers as well. Would love to hear from you today. Word of God Wednesday, breaking open God's word for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, where he speaks to the King Solomon, the young King Solomon. He comes from a dream and says, ask something of me and I will give it to you. And if the Lord asked you that same question of Solomon, ask something of me and I will give it to you, what would that be? And why? That's a question for Word of God Wednesday. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Don't forget, you can also text us your question or comment to 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986. Just like Camille did. Camille sent us a text. Said listening, she's listening on Sirius XM 130. I would ask God for the conversion of hearts. It really would be great if we all could end up in heaven. Amen. You know, and that's why we have to be an evangelizing church. And what does evangelization mean? It means bearing witness to the beauty and truth of our faith in Jesus Christ, introducing people to the life-changing love of God. That is what evangelization should be about. Introducing people to the life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ, right? So that is the hope for all of us, you know, that people will come to know Jesus, to love him, and end up being in heaven with him forever. That's the goal. 833-288-EW10. Word of God Wednesday. Today on Beacon of Truth, 833-288-3986. Ray is calling from Michigan, listening on Sirius XM 130. Ray, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Yeah, hi, Deacon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's great to hear from you.
I listen to all these people, and I will keep them in my rosary. I know what they're going through. I ask God, I have two sons. I lost one son, and then 2 years later, I lost another son. And when that happened, you had said something earlier that really caught my attention, because that's exactly what I said. I said, the Blessed Virgin Mary lost her son and watched him be brutally murdered. And I think I could really feel that type of pain, me and my wife both could, you know. And I never had no hatred toward God after it happened. I even volunteer more in my church as extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, and I volunteer adoration and different things, you know. And I just don't. It's hard to say to people that's lost, and you know, well, I know how you feel, because you don't, you know.
Yeah.
The one lady said that you never change. Well, I have friends of mine that say, well, you know, why don't you go out? It'd be good for you. Well, it's changed me and my wife drastically, because the only time we go out is on when we go to church, and after Mass we meet a friend of ours and his wife, and we go out to dinner, and we're happy with that. We're happy with the life we live. We're very strong, faithful Catholics, you know, and I don't think blaming God is the answer for anything. I know people have lost their child and got very angry over the years. I didn't know what they were going through, but I would always say to them, it's hard to come up with words, that I don't know how you feel, you know. And so people say hell is when you go through something like that. No, I thought Vietnam was hell. I'm a Vietnam War veteran myself. And there's a separation between heaven and hell, and hell is not on this earth. I don't believe it is. And I just say to people, I feel sorry for people without faith, because without my faith, I don't know where me and my wife would have ended up. We've been married 55 years. So that's about all I can say, really. So I'm grateful that I'm not angry at God.
Wow, Ray, what a powerful, powerful call, because you are absolutely right. So many people, especially when they lose a spouse or a child, especially if it's something, the first thing they want to do is blame God. Like, God, what are you doing? You know, I go to church, I'm faithful. I'm not like these other people out here that are throwing their lives away. I'm faithful, and this is how you reward faithfulness? Ooh, and they get mad. And they walk away. I'll show you. I'll stop practicing my faith. I'll stop going to church. I don't want a relationship with you anymore, because you took this from me. And that's, you know, I think a normal human reaction to something like that. Because we go through grief, stages of grief. And one of those stages is anger. So I think that's normal. But eventually, you know, the prayer is that they come to where you are, Ray. And the fact that you've never been angry, and that you've never blamed God. In fact, in many ways, it brought you closer to God, you know, is I think a beautiful testimony to the power of faith. You know, and I'm sure that you pray for the repose of the souls of both your children, both your sons, you know, that you see them one day in heaven. And, you know, and they say, well, they're dead, they're gone, you know, but that's the thing, you know. Jesus, this is why I want this reading read at my funeral. you know, the story of Lazarus. You know, they ran out to meet Jesus. Martha ran out to meet Jesus. If you had been here, my brother had died. He goes, you know, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the. So because Jesus died and rose from the dead, we no longer have to fear death because he opened the door to eternity. You know, and so, yes, the people we love, children, are gone. But guess what? We'll see them again, God willing. And we'll spend eternity with them, God willing. You know, that's the hope. You know, it's not like the hopelessness that so many people have here on earth. We have our faith, hope, and love in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you've been living that so beautifully, even after the loss of your son. So, Ray, I got to tell you, you are an inspiration. Your wife are inspiration to me and so many others listening right now. Again, so those of us who have not lost children in the way that you have, you're right. We can't say, well, we know how you feel, because we don't. You know, but Mary knows how you feel. And others who have called today that lost children, they know how you feel, that pain, that something so beautiful that you helped to create with God brought into the world is gone now. You know, that light is out, is extinguished, you know, but again, that's the thing. It's like, well, the light is gone, it'll never come back. Well, that light may be shining now brightly with God in heaven. And that is the hope that we have because of our faith in Jesus Christ. So, beautiful call, Ray, and thank you. So again, just like does Ray, please know when I go to adoration, I'm going to remember you and your wife and your sons in my prayers and pray diligently for the repose of their souls as well. So thank you for the beautiful call and the beautiful witness, Ray. 833-288-EWTN on this Word of God Wednesday, 833-288-3986. George sent us a text message. Listening in Plano, Texas on 910 KATH radio. He said, I would ask God for the surety of knowing his will in all circumstances. You know, that would be something to pray for sure. You know, am I doing God's will? I think the best thing that we can do in that situation is, you know, we pray, we discern, maybe talk with a spiritual director, someone that we love and, or, you know, someone that we love and trust that will tell us the truth and not we want to hear, and say, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but here's what I think. You take all of that information and you make a decision to move forward, hoping that you're doing God's will. I'm going for, this is what I believe in my heart. This is what I truly believe that God, the direction that God wants me to go in, and you move in that direction. Now, it may not end up being the actual direction that God needs you to go in, but God will honor the fact that you were honest in your discernment and you're moving. So God will say, okay, you know, let's go this way because eventually you're going to be over here where I need you. But right now I need you to learn something. I need you to discern something. I need you to learn a life lesson right now. I need you to be more humble. I need you to be able to trust me more. So God never takes us down the road, because sometimes God writes straight with crooked lines. God never leads us down a road that we think is a dead end. No, it's an opportunity for something greater that God has in store for us. So, yeah, and I would love to know what God has in store for me every minute of, you know, like, I just, you know, but that's just not how it happens. You know, so, I mean, that's something that we need to think about, you know. So great text there, George, and thank you for being part of EWTN family. Boy, we had so many amazing calls. I never actually even got to the text. You know, just to exegete the text and talk about, you know, what I think God is saying to us in all the readings today for Word of God Wednesday. But, you know, that's okay. That's okay. You know, this reading will come up again in 3 years. I'll just pull this one out and maybe we can dive in. But I'm so grateful to the call, so grateful for the EWTN family. So what I'd love you to do is just read through the readings before Sunday, you know, and so you can, you know, soak in God's word, allow God's word to speak to you so that when you hear the word again on Sunday, you actually feel like you're being fed by the word and nourished by God's word, because you took time to soak in God's word, to meditate on God's word and connect it to your everyday lived experience that prepares you to receive our Lord again, body, blood, soul, divinity, in the most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist. All right. Well, tomorrow, one of our favorite things to do on the Beacon of Truth is the Bible randomizer. That's where we take the Bible and you call in. We open up to a page and see what word God has for you. Now, remember, you can stream today's show and all of our EWTN radio offerings by visiting Podcast Central at EWTN.com/radio, or you can simply download the EWTN app. And until we're together again, my friends, may Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.